Anthropic's identity gambit accelerates the open model migration. Anthropic's rollout of identity verification on its Claude.ai consumer platform ignited one of the most commented threads seen on Hacker News in months, with nearly 650 responses split between those who view the move as a necessary safety measure for a platform serving millions and those who see it as the foundation for a surveillance infrastructure with chilling effects on use. The business logic behind the decision is layered. Anthropic has raised billions of dollars on a safety-first narrative and positioned Claude as a more trustworthy alternative to OpenAI's products. But trust cuts both ways. Regulators in the EU and tentatively the US are increasingly moving toward requiring AI companies to know who their users are, making identity infrastructure a compliance question as much as a product one. The support article frames the system around account integrity. Critics in the thread note that verified identity combined with detailed query histories produces a data profile categorically different from pseudonymous usage. The announcement landed at the same moment a post at Marble.onl was circulating under the title, "There is minimal downside to switching to open models." Its author described canceling a Claude subscription and migrating to locally run alternatives, arguing that for a substantial portion of real-world tasks, code completion, document summarization, question answering, the capability gap between frontier proprietary models and well-tuned open models has closed enough that the remaining difference no longer justifies the cost or the privacy implications. A separate post about fine-tuning a Qwen 3.6 billion parameter model to categorize questions illustrated the argument in miniature. A sub-billion parameter model that would have been dismissed as too small 18 months ago can now, with careful training data curation, outperform larger general models on narrow tasks and run inference at essentially zero marginal cost rather than per token API fees. The GLM 5.2 versus Claude Opus benchmark comparison, also trending on HN, reinforced the directional signal. A model from Chinese lab Zhipu AI performing competitively with Anthropic's flagship product across several reasoning tasks, with 147 comments debating benchmark validity, but broadly confirming that the gap is narrowing from multiple directions simultaneously. A thread around a Twitter post by Brian Rommel added a harder-edged concern that large language models do not merely reflect the biases of their training data, but actively police outputs in ways that go beyond what the training distribution would predict. For users weighing identity verification against locally run alternatives, the combination of opaque content moderation and tied real-world identity represents a fundamentally different product than a model they can inspect and modify themselves.